Governor Ned Lamont has announced that bars that don't serve food are required to temporarily close. It's just one part of a regional effort between Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey to slow the spread of coronavirus. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, a West Hartford brewery is finding creative ways to stay in business.
John Doyle is working on converting the front door of his brewery to a to-go window.
The plan is they'll pull up just like a regular to-go window. Come up, we're going to build a kind of a plexiglass with a hinged opening so we can avoid face-to-face contact. Switching from no cash transactions, all credit card.
New Park Brewing normally has beers on tap, canned beers, and a food truck outside, but the new rules have pushed Doyle and his team to get creative. They'll keep offering their canned brews and start canning beers that are usually just on tap.
We never thought we'd be doing this, but I mean, obviously, our number one concern is the health and safety of our staff and our customers. And so, you know, have absolutely no question that Connecticut is making the right move. So we're just trying to do our part to keep it as safe as possible.
Doyle posted the announcement about the to-go window on Instagram and Facebook. The changes also mean that he's had to cut back on hours for part-time staff.
Your first priority is absolutely health and safety. And then close behind that, you're just thinking, how do I keep people getting paid? Because your rent and your expenses don't go away. So I think we're all kind of balancing that right now.
The party they've been planning to celebrate 3 years in business is off for now, but they'll celebrate at some point when people can come back to the tap room and stand closer than 6 feet apart. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.